And last night was the big Cowboys media party. It was down in Malibu at the very fashionable sushi restaurant Nobu. And the entire ticket traveling crew went down for this. And I was really excited about this because I've never made the LA media party scene. A long time ago, they used to have it at Sky Bar in Los Angeles. I never made that.
That's a great spot on top
and
of the building.
The last few years, they've had it at Nobu on the coast, Malibu. And I've missed that. I know the last couple of years, I think we were already back in Dallas when the party was happening.
Yeah, we've missed it by scheduling the last couple of years, but 3 years ago I went.
Yeah.
This is my second trip to Nobu.
And I think, Gordo, had you ever been to Nobu, or was this your first trip there?
Yeah, I had been before.
Okay, to this party.
To this
Nobu.
Very party,
okay.
Yeah.
So the three of us went. We drove down with Donovan. The traveling party took three different cars. Corby and Blake, I think, had their small car, and then Dan McDowell took Bob and Mike, and I think that's it.
Yeah.
So we were all down there. We got there as the party started around 6:30. We got there between 6:30 and 7, about a one-hour drive from Oxnard down to Malibu, but you're on the Pacific Coast Highway, so it's a beautiful drive.
Gorgeous.
Got the ocean to your right. You've got the mountains to your left. Did you guys like my Hollywood tour? I knew some of the stars.
No, you
did.
They
that
lived.
Was great.
It was totally fake. You were just making them up as you went.
He was?
No, I wasn't.
He showed us where Renee Zellweger and Steve Buscemi lived.
Yeah.
You said that weird.
And we passed Susie Sarandon's house.
Buscemi. I think it's Shimi, isn't it?
We passed Susie Sarandon's house,
don't
and I didn't. I didn't point that one out just because I thought I was wearing you guys out. Anyway, you pull up to Nobu, you have to valet there, and man, what a scene that place is! It is right on the water. You could not be more on the water.
No.
And you pull up, and there's a long line at the valet because there's nowhere else to park. And everybody getting out of the car is dressed to the nines. It's Los Angeles. It's Malibu. So all the women have incredibly short skirts and incredibly high heels. All the guys have their hair slicked back and their sunglasses on, and they're looking like, you know, they stepped off a movie set. Or they want you to believe they just stepped off a movie set. And it's quite a scene.
Well, last time we were down there, there were a number of celebrities, too, so you never know who you're going to run into. John McEnroe was there last time we were there, and somebody else, some actor was there last time we were there. I can't remember who it
killer,
was.
You know. Alec Drake.
Vince Vaughn was there.
Vince Vaughn, that's who it was, yeah.
We didn't see anybody like that this time, did we?
No, I didn't.
Mm-mm. I didn't either. Any of you guys?
No, I didn't see any celebrities there. I saw Stephen Jones.
Yeah. Well, of course, it's hosted by the Jones family.
It's incredibly gracious on their part to do that.
I
always wonder what the price tag is.
I found out.
Whoa!
I found out.
How did you find that out?
A very well-placed source told me.
Okay.
He ballparked it, but gave us a really good idea. So.
And he's in the know. He's not guessing?
100% in the know.
Okay.
So it's put on by the Jones family. But Jerry was not there. So that was disappointing. Jerry's off doing league business.
Yeah.
Now, the matriarch of the family, Jean, was there. And, Gordo, you got to talk to Jean for a while
last
night.
Yes, I did. Visited quite a while with her. She and I danced a lot, too. There was a lot of...
No.
So she was overseeing things, and the Jones boys were there, Stephen and Jerry Jr. I didn't see Charlotte. Did you guys see Charlotte?
No, Charlotte wasn't there either.
Okay, so no Jerry, no Charlotte. But three of the high-ranking members of the Jones family were there. And we did get to talk to Stephen for a long time. As Jerry will do at these parties, he'll hold court. So Stephen had a bunch of media around him at all times. And at one point, Corby and I are standing there talking, and Stephen walks up to us. And so we start talking to him about a music festival that he had recently attended. And then Steven starts talking about his son who's playing quarterback at the University of Arkansas. So we had a really good chat with Steven. Like Jerry, Steven is very personable and has a very thick skin. Steven even joked about talking with all of us, not just me and Corby, but all of the media there, saying, you know, I get skewered by you guys from time to time, but I can take a skewering, is what he said.
Take a good skewering.
It's his father's son. Yeah.
And I do admire that, and that, I think, is a Jerry Jones family lesson or philosophy that he's handed down to all media, to all family members. treat the media well, no matter how they treat you. And that, I got to say, it's really admirable because in 30 years, they have taken a skewering writers and broadcasters, TV guys. But they just keep a smile on their face, and they keep throwing parties like this one for us.
I know. Yeah, and mostly, like had Jerry been there, he doesn't really want to talk football either.
Right.
And he has you there, they want to talk about your family or whatever. And same with Jean. She was really sweet. Talked to her for a while last night.
It's like with Steven. He didn't once bring up the Cowboys. We didn't
We didn't
bring up the Cowboys with him. We just talked music and whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I talked Bravo Eugenia with him.
Yeah, so then Gordo joined the conversation when it was me and Corby standing there, and you brought up the Bravo Eugenia, and he gave us some really interesting info.
He did, because I asked him, I said, you know, who was the prime motivator on getting that yacht? Did you guys just always want one, or was this something that Jerry had always aspired to? And he, at first he didn't say a word, he just pointed straight over to his mom, who was sitting about 20 feet away from him at that point, and he said, it's all her. Said she wanted this, and she's loves it, and she's always she loves the sea, loves the nautical stuff, and so this was her project, and said that it took 4 years to build that thing, and that Jean oversaw that project stem to stern. She would go over there and stay for extended periods of time going over this thing being built to their specifications and what they wanted, and that was her baby. And then I went over and talked to Jean because Steven wanted me to go over there and tell her.
He challenged you.
He challenged me. He said, you go over there and tell her you want it docked off the coast here right in front of Nobu next year for a training camp. And he said, I said, yeah, I'll do that. No, go do it. Yes, sir. Sorry. So I went over and said that to Jean and everything. And Jean gave me some interesting inside info. She said, yeah, I really did want it. It was important to me because I thought that would be a great way to get all of my grandkids together multiple times throughout the year. It's a good excuse to all be there. And she goes, and we're on the boat, and you can't leave and go do something else, so we're all going to be spending time together in there.
It's a great idea if you got that kind of
Skrilla to do
buy that kind of boat.
But yeah, the Bravo Eugenia was not just Jerry naming that after his wife to honor her. It was basically Jean staking her claim on something that she was the one who made that happen.
And Steven told us that he and his dad spend time on the boat, but that they can't stay on the boat for a long time. That they get antsy after a few days. And so they don't do any, like, 3-4 week trips on that thing. Mm-hmm. Plus, they're busy running the Cowboys.
I would have a hard time seeing them do that. What'd you say about bringing it out here next year?
You know what? I don't know if I got a definitive answer. But I don't think they're opposed to it. I was real fascinated with it. I was really peppering Steven with questions. Steven Jones. That's
what
you're
right. Yeah.
It sounded weird when I said it for some reason. with questions about what they're going to do with it afterwards. Because we've been wondering where it is. And P1's been saying it's spotted here. It's around here. It's over in Rotterdam. And Rotterdam is the correct answer. Steven confirmed that. That's where it was built. And it's back there right now getting its punch list done, which will take 4 months for
quite
them
a punch
to
list.
Go over all the things that need to be finished on the yacht for it to be complete and to start its lifetime on the seas. And I asked him, where are you guys going to keep it? You know, where's its home port? He said, there is no home port. It's going to be all over the place, moves with the weather. And I asked him, are you guys going to charter it out, or are you just going to keep it for personal use only? And he goes, no, we'll, you know, he goes, I think we'll probably end up chartering it out.
Seems like that's what they do.
Well, that's the smart thing to do. Your family can't use it 365 days a year.
Yeah.
And you can earn a little bit of that money back by chartering it out to other NFL owners and things like that, people who want to use it on their vacations.
So we had good visits with Steven, with Gene, Jerry Jr. You talked to Jerry Jr. for a little bit, George.
I did, yeah.
How'd that go?
Great.
They were very gracious.
It was really nice, yeah.
They were very gracious in hosting all of this. And I'm talking to Corby about this. And Corby said, because I've never eaten at Nobu. Do we have one in Dallas?
Sounds familiar,
I think we do, or we did. I've never eaten there.
We did.
But I understand Corby says, off the charts expensive. Like, you can't get out for less than hundreds of dollars. So we started talking about, well, what does this party cost?
I originally guessed $50,000.
Okay. What's your guess?
I'll go.
You went 100, I thought. After I said 50, you said 100.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden that sounded like too much, but I'll say somewhere in between, like 75.
And Corby guessed, when I was talking with him before he knew, he said that he guessed it would be 300.
Are we talking about 100 people? Is that a many we had there?
Were there 100
night?
There last night? I guess probably around.
I don't think
75,
there were that many.
Close to
75.
I mean, there's probably,
I would guess 60.
Yeah, that may be.
But we're on the nicest section of the Nobu deck that overlooks the Malibu.
Yeah, private balcony, a couple private rooms.
Yeah, private balcony, outdoor fireplace, bar. You are right on the Pacific. I mean, if you stepped over the rail, you're in the water. Mm-hmm. It's the waves are crashing below the deck.
Yeah,
it's great.
Really nice. Gordon and I had a real comfortable seat together.
Oh, yeah, we had an uncomfortable situation where we were sitting there.
You forced it.
I did not force it. Okay, when I walked over there, George is sitting in this oversized chair, and then there's...
It's comfy.
Then there's the voice of the Cowboys, Brad Sham, was sitting there, and then there was Emily from the PR department and a couple other people. So all the seats are taken up. So I get there, and I have to sit down. Mm-hmm. So I say, George, scoot over. So we both squeeze into the seat, and we're sitting there talking for a while.
Seat together.
And then after a while, we're talking, I notice that everybody's left except for me, George, and Sham. And then George and I, for some reason, are sharing a seat, and there's an empty couch sitting right there. So awkward. All right, so you found out how much
yes.
it cost.
Ballpark. It's a ballpark figure,
okay.
But... They spend $250,000 on that.
Holy mackerel.
$250,000. That amazing.
To feed the mouths that bite them.
And we were also wondering, is there any other team in the NFL that does this for their media?
No way.
There's no way, right?
No.
No way.
No.
I thought Robert Kraft took the media out to some place to get massages.
Here we go.
Always have to work that in.
I thought he would want to do something pretty handy for the
so
media.
Here we go. Pretty cool.
What?
That Jerry and the family
that's,
still
it's
do
it's really
that
generous
the
on their part.
And you know
really
what else was great? Last night, and it's an unwritten, observed rule. Nobody's got a phone out. Nobody's
right.
doing an interview. There are no cameras. No one's taking pictures even with their phone. You know,
right.
maybe a couple people took pictures of the water, but no one's taking pictures of Steven or Gene. No one's pulling out a microphone to interview them. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's actual communication between human beings. You see actual conversation going on, and the Joneses let their guard down a little bit because they know they're not being recorded. And Steven told us a couple things, and then he laughed, and he goes, "Now, don't repeat that. Nothing bad, but we're
in a safe zone."
But I wanted to say, don't worry, we're not going to repeat any of this, you know, unless it's Bravo Eugenia stuff
right.
or stuff that's not that big a deal. But there was a really great vibe to it.
I think there was probably $50,000 spent between Killer, Donovan, and Corby.
Yeah, Killer, look, you're their guest there.
Only the finest
that doesn't
liquor.
Mean go hog wild and drink like a fish and try to get as much money in your belly as you can.
But it was delicious.
Well, what's the storyline you've been selling us?
Jerry's secret stash.
Tell
Johnny
us the story.
I got into Jerry's secret stash.
Jerry's what?
Secret stash.
What does that mean?
I got into his Johnny Walker Blue that was at the party.
But this is a punchline that you give, right? It's not a real story.
No, it's nothing. It's what I did. I guess so it is a story, but
yeah.
That's it.
He's so hungover.
Oh, gosh, dude. You're still drunk.
There's nothing to it. I just drink Johnny's nerd. Jerry.
Oh my god.
That's all right, Kill.
He had so much to drink.
He was
so chatty on the drive home last night.
You know, I've never seen you talk that much, Jason. What are you known for getting chatty when you drink?
Well, usually
yeah.
when he's five words in, you're ragging on him and he stops talking.
That's not true. What, don't make this about me.
Five words in, my mic gets turned on and he's on top of me.
See?
What?
That's him saying
what
that.
What is that story?
And that is the kicker to last night's visit to the media party in Malibu. It was about an hour drive home. We were having such a good time, and I kept checking my watch, and I was thinking, man, this is such a great scene, and the weather was perfect, and the food was great. Well, let's stay a little longer. I know we have to get up at 2:30 California time, but I kept checking. We finally left there right around 10 o'clock California time.
At midnight.
Midnight, Dallas, with an hour drive ahead of us.
Yeah.
So we got back around 12:30 or 1. I'm working on 2 hours of sleep because it took me a while to fall asleep. And I know you guys are working on about the same because you thought you had food poisoning.
Well, I probably had even less sleep because I had to go back and see what the world's funniest tractor disasters were on YouTube and had to watch about an hour or two of that.
Tractor disasters.
That's what you did when you got home?
Uh-huh. Hey, those videos ain't going to watch themselves.
Doesn't surprise me.
True. Well, I mean, I guess we got about the same amount of sleep, so I can't really fault you. I should have been watching tractor videos because I was sitting there staring at the ceiling.
Tractor videos.
Anyway, great time last night. Everybody give it thumbs up.
Good time, head by all, no question about it.
Mm. Killer?
2 thumbs up.
Listen how deep his voice is.
Thumbs up.
It's the devil talking over there.
All right, coming up next, the Maple Deli Players make a celebrity appearance at training camp.
Robart